WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
City coming live from the Built Ford Tub Studio. It is the Boomer and Geo program. We have got a lot to do today. Boomer and Geo are out as they enjoy the final unofficial week of summer with the vacation. They will be back on Tuesday. So instead, you've got myself and Willie Colon until 10. Willie very comfortable, acting like Boomer already, coming in about a minute late.
He's
in the other studio with Alvin.
Oh, good.
As we start this four-hour journey, we've got a lot to get to. We've got a lot of football we got to get to. We've got, believe it or not, some NBA stuff that we might talk about as well. We've got a staffer who sucks at something, and I've got a little bone to pick with him. I'm not sure who that is, but you will find out soon enough. And we've got the Mets and the Yankees and Willie Colon. What's up, Willie? How are you?
Good morning, man. I'm happy to be here.
Now, I see you wearing the Yankee hat, and that's cool, but I'm going to go. My theme this week has been positivity. So we started Monday with the Yankees.
Isn't that always positive, yesterday with the Yankees.
Well, I mean, life should be positive, but isn't always. And with the Mets, it's not always positive. Matter of fact, when they blow games like they did Sunday in San Diego, it was disappointing. But instead of starting with the comedy of errors with the Yankees last night, they lose a game, not all that big a deal. We'll get to them in a moment. I think the cool place to start would be the Mets from the standpoint of the one thing we've seen from this team has been the ability to bounce back numerous times this year. And while winning one game doesn't mean they've bounced back from a series split, which should have been a series win on Sunday, I thought last night showed a lot when they took on a pitcher in Brandon Pfaadt, who going in hadn't lost in 10 starts. He's been really good. The Diamondbacks had won 6 or 7 in a row. Some are saying right now one of the best teams in baseball. And you got the Mets trekking in there on this road trip. And they go in there and, you know, not only win the game, Willie, but they win the game decidingly. And I would think for guys in that locker room, you know, after the day off on Monday, that's got to be a really good feeling to kind of get back on your feet.
Well, it starts with Pete Alonso, right?
For him,
and we talked about that last time, man, you were on. It starts with him. When he's able to get it going, that team is able to rally. I think for this team right now, you know, I was listening to Alvin on the way in. He's 100% right. The way they looked in April compared to where they look right now, it seems like they've woken up. So now it's time to go get it. You know, they're 3 games behind the Braves, and when you have an output like that, it kind of gets your hope. If you're a Mets fan, by the way, this is where you kind of tap in, like, all right, here's the momentum train. Let's ride it. But they now have to keep going.
Correct.
Now the next series against the White Sox, they should wipe the floor with the White Sox. That should be the expectation moving forward. So with that said, when you have a game like that with Pete Alonso playing the way he played and the rest of the crew kind of rallying, now you have to sit back and say, okay, the Mets are here. Let's get in position to get it done.
Yeah, I agree. And there's so much, you know, there's so much to last night to like. The one thing that does suck if you're a Met fan, just from the standpoint of, you know, you beat a really good team, you get no help. I mean, the Twins losing to the Braves again last night. I mean, this AL Central, I'm not saying the Guardians aren't a good team. They are. But the Royals, the Twins, I mean, come on. Like, you're going to tell me Seth Lugo's going to beat the Yankees in a playoff game? I'm not buying that. Anyhow, couple of other things, though, from that game that were interesting. Alonso, so the home run early, and you're right, got them off and running, and that's great. He ties Mike Piazza on the Mets' all-time home run list, so good for him. I saw his quotes afterwards, really excited. Mike was a childhood hero of his, so that's kind of neat. But, you know, Lindor, again, couple more hits. Francisco Alvarez had a big hit in this game. Mm-hmm. But to not bury the lead, Sean Manaea has been, his last handful of starts have been dominant. And I go back to, and this is going to sound funny, but I go back to 2018 when I was doing a lot of daily fantasy with DraftKings and FanDuel. I was doing it with my son, which was great because it really kept you in tune with a lot going on around baseball. And the one guy we used to take often when he was with the A's was Sean Manaea. And now you look at his career, he's been okay. But if you go back to like 17, 18, Sean Manaea was on the up. This is the guy that I remember with the A's back then. And this is even better. Like watching him, the way he was changing speeds in this game last night, you know, the fastball is hitting 95. He's got this sweeper at 72. It really was something to watch. I know he gave up a couple of home runs in the game, But, I mean, he has become the stopper, if you will, that the Mets have needed, and he's been great.
Well, you know, and thinking for in time, a ball player like himself is able to find his command, that just shows you the level of confidence he has. And I think right now, if you're him and he's able to produce that, it just leaves you with a good taste in your mouth, other than like, all right, we're searching for the guy of 2018, yeah, which wasn't the case. So I agree with you. If you're able to do that, man, it's a level of confidence that you just got to be able to support, and he's able to demand it and get it done.
And I think, too, last night, while the Mets struggled to score on Sunday in San Diego, they had the two runs, had the lead, they wound up losing the game. I mean, really up and down the order, you got production. J.D. Martinez producing again, Jeff McNeil showing a pulse again. I just think last night there was a lot to like. Again, you don't want to overreact. It's one game.
It's good to overreact sometimes.
Sometimes. But, you know, you look at them, they're six games over 500 now, and maybe they don't make the playoffs. Maybe they don't. Maybe they fall short.
That would be a tragedy the way I think Mets fans feel about this team.
Well, the problem is the Diamondbacks and the Padres have played so well. They've kind of separated themselves. Now, I'm not saying they couldn't come back to the pack. I mean, they certainly could. You still have 5 weeks to go. But if you assume that they continue to play good baseball, catching them is going to be hard. And that's what I said to CeeLo yesterday. You have your sights set on the Braves, and the problem is, if you're a Met fan, the Braves have been the problem for you for years and years and years and years, and here you are staring at that stupid team again. And just when you think with all the injuries that it might be the year that the Braves do stumble and fall, mm-hmm, they just find ways to win games. And so while they're beating the Twins, like the Mets have to, like they took the field last night knowing they had to go beat a damn good Diamondback team just to keep pace. And that's hard to do.
And part of that, too, is what I mentioned earlier. You can't start off April rolling to May and kind of stumble into the season. Mm-hmm. You have to play with a sense of urgency. The Mets didn't do that. So that's why they find themselves in a position. Credit the Braves. What they've been able to do is remain remotely in the fight, and they kind of picked it up along the way. Now the Mets will say, oh, man, this thing is starting to close, right? We got to do something. And now you're asking for your guys, Lindor and Lonzo, to kind of be superheroes. When your season starts, you got to be ready to ride. And so here we are, and hopefully the Mets can pull it off. But I'm looking at the schedule right here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a mix. Honestly, it's a mix.
I'm 50-50 on it. I mean.
Well, I think, so CBS Sports Network has the September schedule up. You know about the weekend with the White Sox. They're 31-100.
Stink.
You got to get at least two, and most Met fans would say you got to go sweep them, and I don't disagree with that. You know, the Red Sox have been good. The Reds are okay. The Blue Jays have been disappointing. The Phillies are the Phillies. I mean, you've got a good mix of playing really good teams and bad teams. And the question is going to be, where are they on September 24th? Mm-hmm. Because that stretch of six games,
that's it.
That's brutal.
The season, right?
Now,
is that fair?
I mean, it has to be. Road games in Atlanta and Milwaukee. I mean, the Brewers have run away with their division. The Braves have played good baseball. That very well might be, and I've said this before with different stretches in the season, if they continue to play relatively good baseball and they can keep pace with the Braves. I'm not even saying pick up a game. Let's say you go into that final week, you're two or three games out. I mean, that's a rough six games.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right ahead. Not only the Braves, when you talk about Atlanta, but when you talk about the Nats too, like they're scrappy good.
Yeah,
We watched what they did last night, right? I mean, they started five rookies last night, and they were still damn good. So I think right now, if you're the Mets, momentum's everything for me. I think when you talk about a team, when you start to win, now you start to lose the excuses. Now here we are. This is where the big bats, the big play has to come on, and you can't be sloppy in between errands. You have to be steady Eddie. Hopefully they can get it done, continue to get it done. And like I said, against the White Sox moving ahead, this is where I'm with every Mets fan. Sweep the stage.
I don't disagree with you. I just know it's harder to do than is expected. But they've won three. It was a three out of five so far on, you know, this tough stretch going through San Diego and Arizona. Now go win the series, and then you can focus in on the White Sox. Now, one other thing, too. I would like to thank the Diamondbacks for their horrific defense up the middle, because what was going on from the shortstop and the second base position was, horrendous last night. They gifted the Mets some stuff. All good. That having been said, you referenced the Yankees Nationals last night.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some tough defense. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if you saw, if you were on the game early, because I know you were traveling, but you had the Jazz Chisholm error early.
Yep.
That initially was called a base hit. And what was funny about that was, and you had Trevino behind the plate was a mess as well. See if they're not that they were going to play the one where he throws the ball in the center field. What was funny about the one with Chisholm early was the ground ball to third. He throws it slightly wide. That's if you're watching on TV. Oof, there's no one at second base.
And this is in the sixth, right?
This
is in the sixth.
That play right there.
They had three errors in the sixth. They started off great, and they got sloppy. Right in the middle of the heart. It got extremely sloppy, and that's when the Nats was able to climb from a 3-4 lead.
I did not, watching the Chisholm play, I actually thought it was a hit. I was surprised how Rucco and Flaherty thought immediately it was an error, and they were proven right because they wound up changing the official score. And I only say that from the standpoint of the speed running down the baseline, but this is one of those games, if you're a Yankee fan, whatever. I know Patrick Corbin has been brutal. I understand. And I think most people probably thought it was easy money to basically bet the Yankees. They had a bunch of home runs off him. Yep. Well, it wasn't, because at the end of the day, he's still a major leaguer. And he still, at some point in his career, was pretty damn good. This is just one of those days. You move on. Go win today. You win the series. All is fine. But the one thing that is interesting is when you've got Judge up with the bases loaded the way they had him in the eighth inning, I think it
correct.
Was.
Correct, eighth, yep.
It's almost, and he bounces into the double play, it's almost as if he is human. And he's not always going to come
through.
Well,
he had the double early to kind of get things rocking.
Sure.
And to your point, bases loaded, there always is that expectation for him to put on a cape and kind of take this thing into another stratosphere. It didn't happen, but he's still an alien to me.
Oh, absolutely.
By all accounts.
Yeah.
And I have to say another thing. We have to stop talking about Juan Soto and aspect as, you know, when he's leaving. Let's enjoy the show while he's here.
Well, you know what? So you mentioned that a lot around here, obviously, is if you're a Yankee fan, the Yankees are keeping him. He's not going anywhere. He's a Yankee.
If you talk to a Mets fan, he's signed to deliver. He's going to be a Mets. He's going to be with the Mets.
It's not only Mets fans. I think even like beat reporters in New York really think that Steve Cohen is going to throw the house at him, and it's going to be very difficult for him to say no. But then you're reading today, I was reading one article today, and I think it was from a national writer. I don't think it was from a Washington writer that says Juan Soto belongs in Washington. And the
who
national,
said that?
I can find the article for you during the break. And it was, you know, bring him home, basically. And it's like, he's not going to Nashville.
He's already
been
there, done that, and he turned down a mega deal to get the hell out of there.
He had an opportunity to sign a huge deal in Washington.
He said, I'm good.
So I don't know how this is going to play out. The one question I did have for CeeLo yesterday, and maybe you're a perfect person to ask, let's say the Yankees win the World Series with him.
I'm done in 15 years there, Jared.
I understand, but I also think looking at this pool of teams, they've got as good an opportunity as any. Matter of fact, I might even make them, with the Astros, the favorites. You know, them, Astros, and the Dodgers, I think have to be the favorites to win the World Series going into
October. Cole made me nervous yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up two home runs.
He didn't give up anything prior to that.
I know. That to me is one of those starts. It wasn't awful. It's not like he blew up. It was two pitches. And other than that, I mean, let's put it this way. Other than the back-to-back home runs he gave up on consecutive pitches, what would be your issue with him last night? I know that's a big if. I get that.
That's the only it.
So Gerrit Cole is about as much a sure thing in my mind as there is. I scrap it as two bad pitches, too much of the plate. It is what it is, and they wound up losing the game. In the end, he winds up giving up three runs. He gave you a chance to win.
Yeah,
that's a bad outing.
Yeah, I just always expect Cole to be money good, and
understood.
That's just my expectation. So when you have an outing like that, I get nervous because the expectation for this team right now is let's start getting going. We're going to the playoffs. That's signed, sealed, delivered. But while we're in the playoffs, I expect us to get past the ALCS. Like, I just do.
I agree.
With Soto in the lineup and the way we look, we have the best duo in baseball. So my thing is, and this is why it goes back to my comment when I talk to Mets fans and Yankee fans, with Soto here, I'm not looking about this. I'm all eyes with him as a Yankee right now.
Yeah.
We're going to win it this year. And if I'm gullible and somewhat just an idiot for thinking that, then so be it. I expect this team to go all the way right now with Cole, with Judge, with Chisholm, with Soto. And so there's certain signs right now I just want to see. And listen, I just think they're a damn good team that has to go win a championship.
I happen to agree with you. And I think if you wrote down this lineup on paper, let's say 2 years ago, with Soto now in the mix, and I know Anthony Rizzo's out and injured, and I guess at some point he'll come back. DJ LeMahieu, who hasn't been great, but I'm going back 2 years ago.
Okay.
If I tell you that your lineup has Judge, Soto, Stanton, LeMahieu. That doesn't sound like a Yankee lineup. That
sounds like an
all-star lineup. Right. Yeah. So now I know they have issues for sure, and LeMahieu hasn't been very good, and I know that Rizzo's injured. But
he wasn't bad last night at first.
No, all fine.
Yeah.
But I think with what they have and with the way you've gotten, I mean, Verdugo is up, he's been down of late, but he's starting to come around. Volpe is starting to do things again. I happen to agree with you that this team, like I said with the Astros and Dodgers, have to be the top three teams favored to win the World Series. So I'm going to come back to the question I had for you, and this was what I asked CeeLo yesterday, because I think you can make the case every which way. If they win a World Series,
yes,
I could make the case, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, why am I going to spend $600 or $700 million? If someone else wants to give them
$600 or $700 million, you're not getting there without them.
But you won. You did win. You brought him in for a year, and you won.
But the expectation right now, I mean, this... these are the Yankees.
I know that.
The
I'm
goal,
aware.
You haven't been here in 15 years,
but
you won with Soto, and one can't be,
I know.
One can't be like, all right, well, we're not going to see you. Bye-bye, we'll see you another 15 years, hopefully with another caliber player like Soto walks through the door. That's nonsense.
I get, but
you fight your tail off to keep him there.
But is, and I'm not saying they
wouldn't. It cost you $80 for a hot dog and a Coke in Yankee Stadium.
I'm not saying they're not going to offer him a contract. I know they will. My point is, at what point do you say, you know what, you want to give him that? You got it. Meaning, if the Yankees have to pay next year just to be on the basic level, you think about Judge, Cole, Stanton. And I know Stanton, we're coming towards the end, but he's still on the payroll, still making a lot of money.
Bye.
When we get there.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So those three alone are making a fortune. Are you going to tack on another 50 a year for Soto? And again, I'm saying if they wind up winning.
If you're winning, there's no reason to break up the band. This is where you get on the train and we start.
So you would do it?
Oh, 100%.
So now,
let me a little insight. When Soto got to New York, he landed a week before the big. I know this because I know a couple of good friends of mine who live in Washington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And before the big announcement that he was in Yankee, he was around New York, just kind of, you know, under the radar. He wants to be here.
Agreed.
That's the talk he's been walking around.
The bleacher creatures are chanting, "Please say Soto the other day."
But him, Soto himself, he wants to be a Yankee. Now, in his eyes, the money has to make sense for him because of the type of ball player he is. But if I'm Cashman, you can't blow this one.
All right, but I'm trying to get to my question though, which is, at what point? And this is if they win a World Series. Let's say the Yankees offer him $500 million. I mean, we're talking about $500 million.
Correct, sir.
And I can't even believe I'm going to ask this question, but I think it's a possibility. What if Steve Cohen offers him $650? My question to you is, if they want to win a World Series,
you say don't get in an arms race with it.
Where is the line of, you know what, we loved you, we did win, it's we're getting stupid.
I think he's such a threat, you have to go toe-to-toe with Cohen.
So you would take his best shot and top it no matter what.
How old is Soto?
25. I'm aware.
And he's already a monster.
So you've answered the question that there is no limit then. Whatever he offers, you're topping it.
If he brings home a championship to New York, you got to go get him. I think you just got to sit down like, all right, leave the checkbook open.
Okay.
Let's just start ripping pages. I go higher.
Before we take a break then, here's the next question. What if they don't win a World Series?
Then that's another conversation. Because and I only say that from this standpoint, because now you have, as you mentioned, Stanton's situation. You got to pay Cole. Cole's mm-hmm. going to get paid. You talk about Judge. Now the question is, like, who's more valuable in your eyes? Because pitching has always been the issue for the Yankees right now. And so I sit back and say, okay, well, let's talk. Let's be honest. But I think he wants to be a Yankee. I think he's gonna sit down with Cashman and he's gonna be like, hey, let's make it right.
I don't disagree.
Let's make
with
it make
you.
Sense.
I'm just trying to highlight what I think is a very complex negotiation coming up.
Like,
I think every Yankee fan's like, just sign him. And every Mets fan's like, just sign him.
I'm that Yankee fan. I'm that guy. Me and 80,000 of us.
I think it's a little more difficult than saying, just sign him. I think the circumstances come into play.
What's your apprehension if we don't win a championship?
My apprehension would be you still weren't good enough.
Mm.
Like, clearly that's not the issue, because if you can't win with Soto, Judge, Stanton back to back to back in that lineup, then clearly you've got to figure something else out because of what the price tag is going to be.
I only hate that comment because then I like Aaron Boone.
Yeah, so do I.
But then it becomes, well, Aaron Boone has
Nah, that to me is nonsense.
I hear it all the time. That, well, if me. Aaron, what else can you give Aaron?
I they got to go do it. I mean, here's what I know. For the length,
I love Aaron Boone. I'm a fan of Aaron Boone.
For the length of 162 games every year, like, I shouldn't say he, but they've gotten there. They've gotten to the postseason at some point.
It's just the Astros. Astros have our number.
But your big guy's got to, at some point, play bigger than the other team. Like, I mean, I've been sitting here for 2 months telling you Aaron Judge is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Aaron Judge has not been a good postseason player. At some point, Judge has to go one up the pitcher and be Judge.
Right.
That's not on Aaron Boone. I'm sorry, it's not.
I just hate that. I hate that anytime we get into those, I guess, we get into a crunch and the things don't go our way, well, we got to get rid of Aaron. I think that's not fair.
And that's the whole, we can't get rid of all the players, so we go to the manager. Who knows? If they have a quick exit, I think that could happen. But when I look at this team, at some point, it's got to be on the players to actually go get it done. There's only so much a manager can do sitting there watching a game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get CeeLo in, as he is in for me. We've got a lot to do, including the NFL. We will have Steve Berline coming up in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about the Giants and the NFC East. We've got Fliegelman and Zoo in for the day as well. 888-808-1019. It's Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, guys are out. Welcome back inside the Built Ford Tough studio. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. We had Pat Boyle in for CeeLo the last couple of days, who was in for me. And CeeLo is back in for me this morning. CeeLo, you remember Willie? Willie, remember CeeLo?
I remember Willie. I'm sure Willie doesn't remember me, and that's just okay. That's no problem.
Sorry, I didn't know she was your girlfriend. I apologize. Sorry.
That's a good line.
I hope that's not what he meant.
No. My first full year on the Jet beat, I believe, was his first season with the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I stood there. I was the little guy, probably with the mic right in your face, because I had to get the good audio here for the fan. And I was too small to be in the back reaching over. So,
you know, I beat Ryder Crew. They were an interesting group. Group, man. They were all different personalities. I always loved the move, Jerry. I don't know if you ever heard this, like, you know, when the beat writers come in and they kind of pepper the locker room, kind of get the, you know, the golden nugget. We would have the head of PR, usually Jared, shout out to Jared, or Megan. They'd be like, all right, get everybody out. Like, let the guys kind of get on with their day. There'd always be one or two or three guys that would kind of linger around, somehow blend into the shadows.
Sure.
And then as you're dropping your trousers and kind of focusing, they'd be like, hey, Willie, you got a minute? This is between us. I'm like, dude, cream light is over, brother. Let's push it along.
You That's where I mean? They want the exclusive.
Yep. Yeah. They're like, oh, you know, I saw something, I heard something, and they always look for that extra yep. something. So, but I always liked you guys, so I've always had a profound respect for you.
And
guys.
You were always good with us. Didn't you win the media award?
I did.
Year?
I got the Marty Lyons Award.
Yeah.
Even though we went 4-12 that season, well, I don't know.
Oh, someone's got to win it.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad award. I didn't even know the award existed. They all walked over to me like if it was a birthday cake in hand.
Congratulations!
I was like, Willie, thank you for being nice for us. We give you an award.
Yeah.
I think a lot of teams actually do that.
Do that?
I do.
Media good
Is
guy
that a
award?
Thing?
Or,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I got it back to back. The thing about it, I don't know if you remember that. That was the time where Rex was looking for the snitch, who was the rat in the room. And so people were like, well, Willie's always talking to the damn media. He just got an award for it.
Guys are looking at you sideways.
It ain't me.
Nah, yeah, you were on the record when the cameras and the recorders were going. Not when everyone left and you had the one waiting behind to get the exclusive story.
Right.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Did you ever know Calvin Pace?
CP, I played against CP, and I do know Kyle.
When he was with the Jets, he was my favorite.
Really?
He was a moment, and he was just, he just spoke freely.
Calvin,
he didn't hide anything.
He hated it, though.
He did. It's funny you say that. Calvin never liked the media.
But was very, he was pretty good with his time, though.
Yes.
But he was such a savvy, seasoned vet, he just knew what it was and what it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it always helped kind of lighten a room when the team was struggling. So.
And you were in there earlier. This was later in his career when I was in there, and it was like pulling teeth to get him to do it. But once you'd get him in front of the locker, he was excellent.
He was great.
He'd always give you great
Wouldn't stop
great
talking,
insight.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
At least in
good.
My experience.
We need, that's the problem with the NFL. There needs to be more Calvin Pace, who just kind of knows how to be a pro.
Yeah.
He was always a pro, so I respected him.
Well, absolutely. You're a pro as well, Chris, so take it away.
Oh, yeah.
Friend.
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, there you go. One for the Mets, Jerry. Already out in Phoenix last night. Good job out of them.
The kick and the 1-2. Bouncing ball, shortstop side. Perdomo cannot field this one either. Throws to third to try to get Taylor, but he's safe.
That's
Martinez scores. McNeil to second. Alvarez to first. It's 8-0 Mets.
C-Thrad, WCBS 80. Excuse me, I was going to do that. Odyssey Mets Radio or Mets Radio.
It'll take
Mets
a while to get used to
it. It's like an old habit. I apologize. Part of an unusual fifth inning rally. Yes, the Mets did have 13 hits on the night in an eventual 8-3 win over the Diamondbacks, but the run scoring plays in that fifth, you had a single sack fly hit by pitch, a walk, and an error, as you just heard there. So whatever works.
Bit of a mess.
Yes, but Pete Alonso did homer to open the scoring, his 28th of the season, and Sean Manaea was legit dominant through six innings before he gave up a couple of homers in the seventh. He settles for 6 2/3, 11 strikeouts, no walks, picks up his 10th win, and afterwards he got some very high praise from Brandon Nimmo.
The last guy that I've seen, you know, kind of pitch like this is probably DeGrom, you know, where you're just going through it and just swing, miss, you know, and go back to the dugout.
That was Nimmo on SNY.
It's nasty stuff last night.
Yes, again. He did. Dropped the arm angle a little bit, and all of a sudden it's become a little bit more difficult for the opposition. Nimmo 3-for-5 at the plate. You had two hit games from Lindor, Vientos, and J.D. Martinez, but it was Manaea setting the tone. One hit allowed through those first six innings for Carlos Mendoza.
Amazing. Incredible. You got to give him credit, man. You know, he's worked so hard throughout his career to put himself in this position, and it feels like as we progress with the season, he keeps getting better and better.
And that's the way you want to go. So good night for the Mets. Good start to the series, but shocker, Padres and Braves won again.
Yeah, I know.
San Diego 7-5 atop the Cardinals in St. Louis, and the Braves with 4 in the 10th to get by the Twins in Minnesota 8-6.
I was saying to Willie, like, these teams, like every year at the Twins, they're always good. You really believe in them at all?
No. Especially when they have to play the Yankees in the postseason.
Like, come on, even like the Royals are a good team this year. You really think the Royals are beating the Yankees?
No.
Come on.
Probably not, but at least they're like a team with a lot of young talent that's on the rise, right? They're just coming out of that long rebuild post-World Series.
Is Seth Lugo going to go shut them down? No, come on. Although, you know what is amazing is I heard one of the highlights from the Royal game from, I don't know, Sunday or Monday, I forget. And Salvador Perez is still hitting home runs.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's 90.
He is the
he's been around a long time.
Long-time veteran.
Good for
I feel
him.
Like they've had there forever. He is the Royals.
You're right.
Currently.
Yes, he is.
So, the Braves win. Mets still 3 behind Atlanta for that third NL wildcard spot tonight. Luis Severino opposed by Eduardo Rodriguez, who I think was listed for last night. I guess they flip-flopped it. Fought followed by Montgomery out of the pen.
Who was brutal.
Well, last night.
Montgomery?
Yeah.
He came in, he hit a batter,
Initially.
But he finished out.
No.
I just mean when he came in.
I gotcha.
He was having trouble throwing strikes.
Gotcha.
I didn't realize he was relegated to the bullpen. I had no idea.
Recent, if I'm
it must be. I didn't know
mistaken.
That.
I took a quick peek at his game log. Maybe I have that wrong. Anyway, another late start tonight out in Arizona. We spent a decent chunk of yesterday's show mocking Patrick Corbin. Is that fair to say, Jerry? Right?
Mocking?
Come on. This guy's been terrible. Contract.
Yep.
You know, the Yankees are facing him tonight. Should be all good. He had the worst ERA of any qualified starter in the big leagues entering last night. So naturally, he gives you six innings
and
2-hit shutout
they
ball.
They showed in that first, or I think it was that first inning, like all the statistical categories.
Yeah, it was just up on the encore. Four of them.
That he's last in.
Yeah. Wow.
And then they mentioned, I heard Rucco talking about how the ERA is, so it's 5.6 now. Is that what it is?
After this?
Or 5.7? No, before last night's game. But in the last 4 years combined, it's 5 points.
That's what I was telling you. Since that World Series year, which was his first season like that.
I didn't realize it's been every year.
Oof. He's been terrible.
And then what does he do?
Yeah.
He shuts them down.
He shuts them down. And on the other side of the ball, the Yankees were pretty dreadful.
Ground ball right to LeMahieu. He bobbles. The runner's going to score. The runner is safe at first. He couldn't pick up the baseball. It was a hard ground ball by Joey Gallo.
Of course.
And LeMahieu stopped it. Couldn't pick it up, and then twice tried to pick the ball up off the ground to just step on the bag, and twice he picked it up and couldn't control it.
I was actually wondering, like last night when Gallo, I forgot he was on the team. He was on the Nationals.
Existed, yeah.
So I'm watching the game last night. Gallo comes up, and my first thought is, why were they Nationals? Like, it's a team full of rookies all over the place.
Right. Five rookies, right?
It's an incredible amount of youth. You got the kid Cruz who got the double off of Cole, his first extra, his first hit actually. The other guy got his first major league home run off Cole. They're just littered with youth. Are you bringing Joey Gallo for? Just to fill out a roster spot?
I guess. I mean, Winker was there, right? Wasn't that where he was earlier this
year? Yeah, yeah, no, I know that, but
he's a veteran.
Know.
I mean, you get a couple, mix in a couple veterans with a young team. Yeah. But yeah, it is kind of random. I know what you're getting at. Some of these young kids have just come up in recent weeks.
Yeah, so Cruz just came up the other day. No,
right,
I know.
Right. All right, well, that was one of four errors on the night for the Yanks. Sloppy base. Plus, Judge almost lost that ball on the lights at
but
one
he
point. He didn't.
But
he recovered.
He didn't.
Yeah. So, mostly uninspired, especially at the plate until the late innings. You had double plays off the bat of Verdugo and Judge thwarting rallies in the seventh and the eighth. And then in the ninth, they did bring the go-ahead run to the plate, but DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres were retired by Nats closer Kyle Finnegan. So, 4-2 victory for Washington, even the series at a game apiece. Back to the defense, it included another error for Jazz Chisholm at third base.
You really nailed that, huh? Monday.
Jazz Chisholm. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, this defense is great.
When did
great.
He say? On
over the weekend, he's making diving plays, you know, left. I'm like, he's looking pretty good over there. And all he's done since is butcher the ball.
He's had his issues the last couple of games.
Right. Yeah. Six errors in 19 games since joining the Yanks. Here's some thoughts from Aaron Boone on his development at the hot corner.
On balance, it's been really good to elite. But there's things over there. Third base is, you know, that these reps will be really valuable for him.
I mean, and that ball's basically a shortstop there.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
He makes
the like he almost threw it at Boone.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what he was going for. So, still a work in progress as September approaches. On the mound, Gerrit Cole, just okay. Only 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, couple of homers, a walk, 7 strikeouts. Here was his assessment.
I think pitched well out of traffic, had good stuff, pretty good command, but you know, ultimately, I know they beat me today.
So this was his 12th start since coming off the IL. We know he started there back in spring training. He's still yet to record it out in the seventh inning. So the length hasn't been there yet. We'll see if that progresses as we come down the stretch of the regular season. Rubber game this evening. Carlos Rodon, Mackenzie Gore are the starters, and we've got coverage at 6:05 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Couple of other notes. Michael Tonkin on the move again back to the Twins as he was claimed off waivers yesterday. So it was Twins, Mets, Twins, Yankees, back to the Twins. Wow. So it's been quite a year for him. Orioles beat the Dodgers out in L.A. 3-2, so they're back within a game of the Yankees atop the AL East. Philly shut out the Astros 5-0, and as Jerry alluded to, the Royals beat the Guardians again 6-1, so Kansas City has chased down Cleveland. They are dead even atop the AL Central. You had a roster cutdown day NFL-wise from 90 to 53, even though, of course, we'll still have a bunch of moves here this week with the waiver wire and practice squads. Giants kept 3 quarterbacks. We were wondering about that a couple days ago, Jerry, and that includes Tommy DeVito. Yeah. But
were you worried?
No, I've just always wondered what they were going to do, and maybe the Drew Lock injury was part of that. I don't know.
Right.
So a lot of teams actually keeping 3 quarterbacks on the active roster. I was just kind of curious what they would do with DeVito. That's all.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. I mean, that guy will never play for a meal in this city in his life. He's going to be.
And he's not going anywhere right now. So good for him.
But you said teams keeping 3. We talked about there was supposed to be that new rule.
Yeah.
Where you could bring the third quarterback from the practice squad, and then the players' union put the kibosh on that. So maybe that impacted some of the decisions yesterday.
Yeah.
So they kept 3, but Brian Daboll meeting the media yesterday still really non-committal beyond the initial roster.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into any specifics. They'll be out here.
We're going to see 3 quarterbacks there.
Yep.
But you would say you intend to keep 3 quarterbacks.
Yeah, again, the roster's fluid. I'll say what I said. There's a lot of things that are still being discussed right now.
So it was sort of just a for today thing, kind of wait and see. Like you said, Jerry, maybe the Drew Lock injury plays into it somehow, as he spent most of camp in the preseason banged up. At wideout, they did part ways with a couple of veterans. We talked yesterday about Isaiah Hodgins, Allen Robinson as well. So you had guys that could play special teams that stick there down the wide receiver depth chart, which is kind of what you usually see. As for the Jets, safety Jalen Key, Mr. Irrelevant, the final pick from the draft, he was waived. It's the first Mr. Irrelevant since 2019 to get cut before week one. And they also traded the rookie returner and corner Brandon Codrington to the Bills in a swap of late round picks. First Jets Bills trade since, did you see the year?
No.
1987.
Damn.
That's a long time ago.
Interesting destination there in the division, obviously.
Yeah.
But maybe they figure waiver wire, they would have got their hands on him in either scenario. So we'll see what's on tap for today once the waiver wire finishes up, practice squads begin, and all that good stuff.
All right, cool. Can you hang out for a moment?
I'm always good to hang out.
Question for you on the other side. So we'll get to
that.
Am
I the staffer you have a bone to pick with?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe it's someone else, and I want your opinion.
All right.
Oh.
So we will get to that next. Also, Anthony and Douglaston, it's a call. We will get to you coming up next as well, which is kind of cool. And then also, at some point, what do Christian Yelich, Aaron Rodgers, and Jacob DeGrom all have in common? We'll get to that as well. It's Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, nice to have you with us. The guys are off. They'll be back on Tuesday. Chris, just real quick, because Anthony's been holding, and then I'm going to get to, I want to get your take on something. Anthony and Douglas, then what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Back to the Juan Soto staying with the Yankees.
Yeah.
I don't see any circumstances where the Yankees sign him unless he's willing to give them a discount.
He's not giving them a discount.
I don't disagree, especially with the state taxes in New York. Number one, you can't pay him more per year than Judge makes, period. Judge is putting together the best offensive season ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Soto is playing well, don't get me wrong, but he's doing it with the protection of Judge behind him. Judge is doing it with nobody behind him other than Stanton for the last couple of weeks. Number two, the Yankees, you can't give this guy a 15-year contract. I mean, it's insanity. Look at Mike Trout. Look at Albert Pujols. Look at Ty Hamilton, whatever his name was. A-Rod. These contracts never work.
I don't disagree with you on a lot of what you say. And I raised that point about giving him more than Judge. And people, all I get is people yelling at me, well, he's 25 and Judge is older. And I understand all that. But I actually agree with your point, too. It's a weird thing to have a guy having one of the most historic seasons we've ever seen and be one of the best players you've ever had, and then to go into him and tell him, we're going to pay this guy, $15 million more than you.
But what's the goal? The goal is to win a championship.
The goal is to win. And I'm not saying Judge would care.
But he doesn't. I mean,
I don't think he does.
He's been very professional about his approach, about the attention that Soto has gotten. I mean, Soto's having one of the best years of his career. I mean, 37
wins. Been great.
37 home runs, 95 RBIs. The guy is monster good. My only pushback to the caller is, if the goal is to win a championship, mm-hmm. and this man helps you win a championship, and he wants to be in a city with everything that comes along with being a Yankee, pay the man that much. Like, it just all lines up. And especially in Judge's not sitting well. If you pay him, he's not doing none of that.
Would you give him the 13 years?
I would.
You would. And you wouldn't care about the last three or four.
To me,
I'm just
asking.
I get you.
They've done it with other guys who are older.
I don't know. But you also could make the case that, like the examples he just gave,
mm-hmm.
let's start to dial back on those terrible long-term contracts, which are garbage at the end.
Yeah, but I think it is unique, and I know you said people yell at you, but it is unique that he's hitting free agency at a younger age.
There's no question. I'm not arguing that point. Yeah. I just raised the question last month when I was doing a show, and that's what I got. Hey, Zoo, can you do me a favor? Zoo, in the WFAN only folder, there's a file called Cowboys. Can you pull that up for me, please? Let me ask you something, Willie. When you lost with the Jets, and I know you did lose a lot, blame the other team, or did you, or the refs, or did you blame yourself?
Oh, I blamed myself and the refs. I hated refs.
That's fair. I mean, you can blame. I mean, we can all blame the refs, but I mean, you never blame the other team.
No,
you never blamed. Did you blame the commissioner of the NFL?
No,
you didn't. So not really too many sour grapes, right?
No, I mean, we my first year, 2013, we were the second youngest team in the league.
Mm.
So I was very aware that, asking these guys to be the ultimate. Like, I was always going to the playoffs as a Steeler. So I was always used to and prepared for long seasons. Some of these guys were stepping out of, walking away from the college game, going into the pros. They were done. Like, they halfway in November, CeeLo could tell you, these guys were already looking for a sandals vacation.
Long season.
And so it was just a different.
Yeah.
And then the guys who have been there, who are a little long in the tooth, like the David Harris mm-hmm. and the Nick Mangoes, and, they were thinking about what had left them from the prior years when Rex and the Jets, Rex and Mark Sanchez and the rest of the gang. So it was just a very different locker room.
All right. So I'm going to bring you back 24 hours and change.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I mean, we've got a couple guys here.
CeeLo, do you know what's going
on? I don't. I'm wondering if I did something wrong. I'm
very
curious.
They claim to be big movie buffs, and we know movies. And they make fun of people like me when I don't understand references from movies. And then I got two guys that are sitting there telling me my wheelhouse is comedies in the 2000s.
Oh.
I got guys, they even name the movies that they know that okay. they can do lines from. So I decided yesterday, well, let's have a little game and let's take some movie lines and see who would win. CeeLo lost. Matter of fact, he embarrassed himself. And the guy that did win was Pat Boyle, who was really good at it. He actually nailed 4 out of 5 and
Pat here.
Even stole one from you, as a matter of fact, that you didn't get. So then I'm driving in this morning. I figured, you know what? CeeLo and Brian Rascona did a podcast yesterday. Huh. Could you please, this is a nice little promo for the post-game podcast. This was yesterday. Can you please hit the 45-second clip for me, please, Zoe?
I was going
to
add this in.
What else
in.
Could we add to the top of the outcome
right,
in this case?
Right. My cousin Vinny. Yeah. See, there we go. Now we're talking quotes that actually make sense.
Yeah, listen, I've done enough of these with Jerry, whether it's movies or shows or, sorry, we're referencing the movie trivia, the movie quote trivia he put Pat Boyle and myself through on the morning show. And I had a sense that these were not going to be the low-hanging fruit quotes and it would be a little bit more in the weeds. Which it was, I think you would agree.
Yeah, absolutely. The old school quotes. I mean, those aren't the ones that, you know, Snoop-a-loop, where was that? Come on, yeah, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? I don't know. The ones that were selected, and he claims that he took it from a site that had them ranked like 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, a few I recognized, but I couldn't place the movie or who said it. But I knew, I was like, I've heard that before. But some of them I literally have no idea. I either never heard that or I have no memory of it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Well.
All right, so let's answer one question. What are we doing here? One, I'm doing a show. You're delivering bread this morning. That's number one. Okay. Number two.
Don't walk.
If one guy got most of them, I would say that he came to the party and delivered.
See, you heard that one way.
And you didn't.
You heard me you heard it as me criticizing you, but I even said there at the end, I was like, I legit, some of them I didn't even recognize.
I did hear that part.
So I'm taking accountability.
Yeah. I did too. But in the weeds, I disagree with in the weeds. Those were all top 2 and 3 quotes from the website.
I don't know. I got to see this website.
And if I'm just going to give you, you know, I have nipples too, Greg. Can you milk me? I mean, those are ones that everybody and their mother
knows. Low-hanging fruit. Right. I would agree with that.
We're not doing low-hanging. You guys were supposed to be experts, and there was no defense of the fact that you just sucked at it.
Are you an expert?
I think there was
not. Do you consider yourself an expert?
No, we were.
He's a walking quote. He is. He's pretty good at it.
Yes, okay. But that's my own. It's, you know, it's what's on my mind.
That's your party
trick. I don't claim to know the full script of every movie, you know? I'm not that guy.
No, but you are very good at it.
I enjoy it, yeah.
And you do have. Now, I'll give you one. The reference you just made from My Cousin Vinny, which I've watched a million times. He made it seem like.
An iconic scene. Who made it seem?
The iconic scene is her biological clock is ticking.
That's what that quote was from.
I don't even remember that part.
When
stamping
yes,
down the biological.
She stamps her feet, and then it's when he responds, and he's like, I don't need this. And he goes through the whole thing. You know,
that was a fun game that Pat
marriage,
Boyle
the outcome
kicked
of this
your
case.
Ass in.
Is there anything else we could pile to the top of the outcome of this case? And he does he looks up to the sky.
Yeah, but that's not
folded.
The line that's iconic. It was her stamping her
scene.
Feet. Yes, but a line is a line. Most people would remember her stomping her feet and her biological clock ticking.
Of course, that's the low-hanging
yes,
fruit.
Yes, and then the next one would be one that is not exactly well-known, like the first one is that
which led
I, you
which
to
I
that
gave
one.
You. So sometimes I know them, sometimes I don't.
You blew it!
Is that JJ? Who is that?
I don't know what that is.
That's Billy Madison. Come on, CeeLo.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, CeeLo.
I mean, wait a second. Listen to that without knowing what. Listen to that and tell me that couldn't
Adam
be JJ.
Sandler, bro.
Tell me that couldn't be JJ.
Just knowing JJ, it absolutely could
Thank
be.
You.
But it's Adam Sandler. He's pretty famous.
All right.
CeeLo, I'll be honest, this is hard to watch. If
we were going to make it easy, then it's not fun.
I agree.
And Rascona, I love you. He's one of my I actually think he should be doing talk shows all the time. I think he's fantastic.
We talked about that on the postgame
podcast.
That was
just, he took a shot. I took a shot back.
All right.
So we're good. So if you, I won't make it
He'll
difficult anymore.
He'll probably text us in about
we'll
2 seconds.
We'll make it very easy.
He's out with the bread truck right now, probably.
CeeLo, one question. Is this a party trick for you, though? When you're at parties or happy hours, you just throw out quotes to kind of get different?
I don't know if it's a trick. It's just part of like my vernacular. It's what I grew up with. My family's
like that,
too. What
would you say is the best, the Seinfeld stuff?
I probably know that the most. I mean, if any day I do a warm-up with Al, usually I work at least one reference in.
One Seinfeld
Not even
reference.
On purpose. It just comes naturally sometimes.
Yeah, those guys are hard to have a drink with when they're just dripping.
Well, Willie, don't worry. I don't get out much on nights and weekends. So
you might also find a lot of people around here to go out and have a drink with. So anyway, I'm just kidding with you, obviously.
Of course.
But I heard that. I'm like, interesting. I thought that was pretty good because it was difficult.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's why I said some of them I legit didn't know. It wasn't a critique of you. It's just like, hey, I lost.
Yeah.
At the end, you'll be like, back. Uh-huh. Is it going to be another game?
There could be.
You going to give him a shot?
I like to do silly stuff like that. So, but I like the whole thing with you and Boyle because they literally are they're walking quotes.
Oh, man.
The two of them.
Which is interesting because he's 10 years younger than me. It's not like we're in
and
the same.
And he knew that. The 2000s, which I learned, are not the 2010s. It's just 2009.
He said the mid 2000s, and then you were like, "Well, what time frame were you talking about?" We're like,
"Jerry,
mid 2000s."
As you say that, you're saying CeeLo's a walking quote. I just feel like he's terrible with awkward silence, so he'll rip out a quote just to break the air.
Yeah, I don't like awkward silence.
Yeah, so you're that guy.
Even here on the air, like if there's a second or two.
I'm okay with silence. Silence breaks. People like fold up if it's quiet for too long. I'm totally fine with it.
Al and I used to commute together. There would be rides where not one word was said.
See that? I would be so uncomfortable with that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's why you're a quote guy.
But see, like,
so
I don't
in your
mind,
you're like, this is a good time for a quote. This is so fun.
I guess. I'm all good on my own. I don't need to, like, I just had a couple days. My wife and kids were gone. The peace and quiet was great.
Right.
The solitude was great.
So, my point is, if you're in the lobby and you got to go to the 30th floor and you got to put with a two minute ride up,
yeah.
And it's quiet, I feel like you may rip off a couple of quotes just to break the tension in the elevator.
I might.
And those type of guys don't get invited to happen.
Yeah. I'd say this. If I don't, I'm cringing on the inside because the silence is is deafening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That surprises me about you, actually. Yeah. I actually would think you wouldn't care.
Yeah, you're a psychopath.
Maybe. That's what I'm learning about myself.
So you're
morning.
The elevator guy that will reference.
I don't know that I'd. Yeah. I don't know that I'd.